Now, Garissa is less than 100 miles from the Somali border, and many Somalis live in that area of Kenya. After the massacre at the university, some of those ethnic Somalis are bracing for possible retaliation. One of them is Salah Mahad. He's a 27-year-old graduate from the university in Garissa, but he now lives in Nairobi. I began by asking Mahad for his reaction to the news of the attacks on his alma mater.
Well, it was a very devastating information to hear or to see what happened at the University of Garissa. And everybody was shocked. And almost everybody is really feeling, wherever they are in this country, are feeling so bad about this.
Yeah, and as ethnic Somalis in Kenya, have there been any backlashes against the Somali community in Kenya?
No. When this kind of terrorism takes place, what happens is that the community feels now they are the target. Now that this kind of heinous activity has taken place, the government will now turn against us or maybe will mishandle us. The funny thing is people don't define who exactly you are and where you come from. They generalize everybody as a Somali or perhaps even as a Muslim. And that is the major fear that people have.
It's happened before. Has it happened yet since Friday and the attack in Garissa?
No, whatever has happened previously has not happened again. It's more safe and everybody is really cautious of the step he or she takes. Everybody and everything is cool.
I mean, we've heard about some airstrikes conducted by the Kenyan Air Force on Shabab targets. I'm just wondering if Somalis in Kenya are worried about what they might face at the hands of the Kenyan police.
Absolutely. That's the major fear. You know, the funny thing is that when the police officers or the security officers do patrol, you don't feel safe. You feel like, okay, now what's going to happen to me? And that is a major fear.
So, Salah, you're in the BBC Bureau in Nairobi speaking with us. We're doing this interview late afternoon, Kenya time. I gather you're concerned about even traveling outside when it gets dark, so we're not going to keep you much longer. But what's that concern about?
Well, sometimes you see the bus you board or, you know, the route you use to go home or even whatever means you use to go home, you feel unsafe. Everybody's just looking at you. Everybody thinks that you are the one who is doing this. And, you know, forgetting about this was an act that was conducted by criminals. So when you combine everybody as a hooligan person, you know, you feel so much scared. You don't feel even comfortable moving around.
Salah, are you a Kenyan national? Do you have a Kenyan passport?
Sure.
Yeah, so despite that, have you ever thought about leaving Kenya?
Well, when you feel the way things are, when you see how things are happening, you know, the first thought that comes to your mind is, I wish I would have gone to a safer place whereby I will be somebody of his own and not somebody when a certain group commit a crime, you are generalized. So sometimes you even feel like you need to exit out of where you are to be in a safe place when you see the feedback from the people outside.
Salah Mahad speaking with me from Nairobi. I really appreciate your honesty and your thoughts today. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Salah Mahad is an ethnic Somali living in Kenya and a graduate from the university in Garissa that was attacked.